Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
As you obviously heard, with the weather right now, it is going to be quite hot for the rest of the day. But yes, it's also a reminder that we're also obviously in the season where we have longer and warmer days right now. And you already know that Jacobs has the perfect drink for you. Make sure that you take the time to explore their awesome range of iced, of their awesome iced cappuccino range. They have three amazing flavors, that is salted caramel, original and vanilla flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Now, making an iced cappuccino with thick, creamy froth is now impressive. Easy, and I hope, you know, it would be nice, ladies, it would be nice if you just make him a nice warm cup of Jacobs in bed just before he gets ready in the morning, just to kind of jumpstart.
Yes,
on a great
thank
night.
You.
Oh. I mean, since we are the ultimate plugs, I had to look out for you. But either way, it is Jacobs, a coffee for every taste.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. I just want to eat it.
It is 7:15 with Ian Skane Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. Hashtag breakfast is on us. So last night, as I was saying, you know what I mean, throughout the morning, I had the privilege of hosting the Bang Van Tuk High School Competition Grand Finale, in which Sederlech High School went up against Gabriel Tapopi Senior Secondary School in the final. And GT... Gabriel Tapopi, aka GT. Yeah, emerged as eventual winners, walking away with a grand prize of 50,000 Namibian dollars.
Yeah.
Sederlech, on the other hand, though, Shaquan did not go home empty handed. They scooped 30,000 Namibian dollars for their efforts. Now, the Deputy Minister of Education, Arts and Culture, Osi Faustina Kelei, was also in attendance, as well as the Deputy Governor of the Bank of Namibia, Leonie Dunn. What I want to get to, Shaquan,
okay,
is I want to give the organizing committee a massive shout out. If you check their Facebook fan page, and if you check the live feed, or not live anymore right now, but you know, the feed is still there on the page.
Still there, yeah, yeah.
You will see that it took some doing putting everything together, and especially you as a marketing person, I'm sure when you look at that, yeah, you will see the effort that went into, you know what I mean, putting that that together. So I want to give a shout out to Delilah, not the Fresh FM Delilah, but Bank of Namibia Delilah. Okay,
yeah,
Suzette. Oh my goodness, Shaquan, Suzette really loves the show, by the way, and she said that I should send her regards to Auntie Kwana. Sinje. Shout out to Franz as well, to Josephina, and to Amanda as well.
I mean, how many times do we sit here and yes, we see your voice notes, we see your text messages, we see the interactions on social media, but how many times do we sit here in SK and sometimes you just feel like, is anyone actually listening to me?
Right? Like, we feel crazy sometimes if we're just being here.
Yes, exactly. So hearing that, honestly, it's just heartfelt. Thank you so, so much. And I actually wish that I could have made it, you know, just to be in attendance, because I was checking the live. I checked for a little while, that is.
Yeah.
And I saw the comments. People were like, ooh, this MC. Ooh, this MC.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Oh, my God. I'm blushing.
What's his name? Where he live at?
Oh, my goodness. You know, and you know how when you are on an event,
yes.
Pass Ome Dindin.
I know, right?
That was me last night.
Nee.
Where's Auntie Kwan?
Oh my goodness.
Where's Shay Kwan?
Right?
I'm like, hi, guy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Don't worry. Next time, we'll get him. Yes. Next time. Next time.
We'll be together. Yeah.
We want your voice notes, 083-000-1029. That is the high school competition yesterday inspired this conversation.
Conversation,
because
yes,
earlier on, I did say that I asked the deputy minister and the Bank of Namibia deputy governor where they finished school. Osi Dan finished her school in Rehoboth, and Osi Kelei finished her school in Rundu. And I wanted to ask them, also tell us, Mos, the other stories, Mos. The other stories of the nice stories, the nice juicy ones. But then I'm like, okay, you know, if you're a protocol observe, guys, do those things on the radio.
Not here.
Not here. What did you almost get expelled for at school? Or do you remember your first fight? Okay. What did you have in that situation that almost got you there?
Yeah.
Shaquan, you said you made her cry. What did you say, Uga? I really want to hear this. What did you do, Shaquan? Oh my goodness. I was a good boy, Shaquan. I didn't like I told you, I guess bang on me. I grew up not wanting to embarrass my parents. Because they're such good people.
Yeah, don't believe the stories of NSK also. Come on, I'm such a good boy. I need to call your sister.
And plus, man, the school where I was at.
Yeah.
Right? Toby would always make it a point to tell me, Lester, can you fill Betalas with the school fee, school funds?
Yeah, I also got that all the time, but still.
But still, kwana kwa kwana. My goodness.
Listen, yeah. I would say, you know what, let me just take the time to recognize God's hand on my life.
Because, wow.
Because, you know, we have evolved so much and we thank God for that. But I would definitely say there was a time where if I couldn't put my hands on you, cliche, but you know what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? And if I was in a space where I couldn't put my hands on you, I would cut you deep with my words.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't jump over this table to get to you, you would still feel my wrath
so
somehow.
We are about to consume a violent story here.
I mean, yeah.
Wow. Stick around for that. 083-0001-029. I really want to hear what the situation was.
Why am I the one just sharing things?
Like, because I didn't do anything like that in high school. It was biggie. Okay, I mean, obviously, biggie scale and biggie behind the scenes.
Did you bunk any classes?
No.
Oh my God, what boring childhood did you have?
No, but look, I was loud.
Yeah.
I was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Hence the name Nawebsakin, because I is weer Nawebsakin, but any gang harassment. Understand? But that's how far it went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like.
I know.
A teacher who day.
I know, wait.
And those things happen, bro.
Yeah, bro. But no, that really. Like, there was no way you could even try things like that at Ventuka. You probably get arrested or something. But I will say this, the one thing that I never tolerated, and that was a huge trigger for me, was disrespect.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. All right. We're about to hear the story. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Here is the planet's ultimate game.
The greatest prize in football is.